Message number 218. Message for America: embrace your brothers and sisters of all denominations. Tuesday, October 11, 2011 at 15:30. My dearly beloved daughter, I wish to communicate with the American people. My message to them is this. You, my precious children, suffer greatly in these times. You are experiencing a cleansing that is necessary in order to purify your souls. The great sins in America which torment me are the sins of abortion and immorality of the flesh. Many of my children are infested by the deceiver who rules hidden behind closed doors your monetary and political systems. So many of you are oblivious to this fact. I now urge you to pray for the relief required from their devious plans to destroy your country. Prayer, my children, will help mitigate the chastisement which my father will unleash in the world against the sin of abortion. Pray, pray, and unite to pay homage to my father. For by uniting together all religions which honor the Father God, the Creator of the world, you can help your country. You must pray for forgiveness and trust that your prayers will be responded to according to my Father's divine timing. Embrace your brothers and sisters of all religious denominations who believe in God the Father and pray as one to redeem the sins of your country. My children, so vast is your country that it is important that I can save as many souls as possible. I can do this only through conversion, which will happen during the warning and through your prayers and devotion. Turn to me now, all of you. Do not discriminate against each other's religions, just trust in God the Father and He will answer your prayers. You, my precious children, are lost. You have been shown so much confusion and presented with twisted truths about the existence of God the Father. You use religion as a facade to wreak venom on those more unfortunate than you. It is time to accept the truth that it will only be through your love of neighbor that as a nation you can return into the arms of your Creator God the Father. I love you with a tearing compassion in my whole being. I strive to save you so you can be taken into the new and wonderful era of peace that awaits you on this earth. To enter this new paradise, your souls must be free of sin. Pray for the graces to seek forgiveness for your own sins and the sins committed by your governments. I leave you in peace and love. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.